I'm Hunter Logan, and it's time to stack the pucks. First of the preview between the Washington Capitals and the Buffalo Sabres. Then we'll send it over to talk about the Blue Jackets and the Wild. Then we'll wrap things up with the Islanders going into Winnipeg to take on the Jets. But like I said, from the top, we're going to start with the Capitals and the Sabres. The lines open up in this one with both teams at minus money. The Caps are at minus 104 and the Sabres at minus 115. But it's flipped around now. Washington is plus 105 and the Sabres are at minus 126. And the over-under sits at 6.5. You could also get the Sabres at minus 1.5 on the puck on a plus 195, but the Capitals coming into this game, 29-26-6 on the year, 29-32 against the puck line, 24 overs, 34 unders. They're 14-13-3 on the road this season, and it's probably going to be Charlie Lindgren in net for the Capitals. He's 12-8-2 on the season, a 2.71 goals against, a 9.06 save percentage. So he's been a solid backup goalie for Darcy Kuemper, and the only reason why Kemper's not going to play is because the Capitals played their game yesterday against the Rangers, and they snapped a 6-game losing streak. They beat the Rangers pretty handily yesterday. They won that game 6-3. I was thinking that the Rangers are going to be all over them, but the Capitals came out, they showed up, and they kind of told upper management, like, hey, maybe we're not dead yet, because they traded Tavici Orlov away, kind of throwing in the towel, saying, like, hey, we're just going to look to next season now. It's not really worth going after it. But the Capitals are trying to fight for it, because if you're Ovechkin, you're 37 years old, I don't really know if you want to punt to next season. The Capitals are 1-8, though, in their last 9 following a win, and they're also 1-7 on the second day of a back-to-back. So not great. Not great for the Capitals as of late. It's been a struggle for them this season. The Sabres, on the other hand, they're an up-and-coming team with a lot of exciting players. 30-23-4 on the season. 32-25 against the puck line. 31 overs, 24 unders. They're 11-15-2, though, at home. Imagine they were just a better home team. Every time I look at that record at home, it just stuns me. I'm always stunned. It seems like Craig Anderson is going to get this start today for the Sabres. He's 9-7-2 on the season, a 2.7 goals against average, a 9.20 save percentage. He's also have one shutout on the season, so pretty good for a guy who's 41 years old. The Sabres, though, they've won 4 of their last 5 games. They beat Florida on Friday night 3-1. They won back-to-back games. They played Thursday in Tampa, then played Friday against the Panthers. And that's a huge win for the Sabres because the Panthers are the team they're hunting down in the playoff race. So they're close to jumping over them, and this is another big game because the Capitals, they're a team that's trying to nip at the Sabres right now because the Sabres are ascending through the standings right now, so they have to take care of all comers within that 6-team range of the wild card race. That's what's so crazy. There's like 6 teams within striking distance of this wild card race. Now, in terms of these two teams playing each other, the Capitals have won 6 straight games in Buffalo. So that's kind of an interesting little thought, that 6 straight wins in Buffalo for the Capitals. That's not something you hear every day. But I like the Sabres in this game, minus 126. You can get them on the puck line. I wouldn't trust it as much. I like the Sabres in this game at minus 126 because I just trust them a lot more than I trust the Capitals, especially since the Caps won yesterday. So I like the Sabres, and I like the over to hit in this game. We continue to stack the pucks with the preview now between the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Minnesota Wild. The lines open up and have not changed. They kind of bounced around a little bit, but they went right back to where they started at, with the Blue Jackets at plus 250 and the Wild at minus 315. So heavy favorites the Wild are in this game. You can also get them on the puck line at minus 1.5, minus 120 odds, so a little bit better there. And the over-under is at 6. Now, the Blue Jackets coming in 19-35-5 on the year, 29-30 against the puck line, 29 overs, 29 unders. They're 6-17-3 on the road this season. It's probably going to be Elvis Merzlikins for them today. This is the second of a back-to-back. He's 6-15-1 on the year, a 4.21 goals against, an 8.73 save percentage. Not good. No matter how you look at it, when you're giving up a lot of grade A chances and you have a guy that can't stop the easy ones, it's going to be tough to win those games. The Blue Jackets, they've lost 2 of their last 3 games, but they did beat the Oilers yesterday. They were up 4-0. They blew that lead mainly because Connor McDavid decided to himself, hey, I kind of want to get 4 points right now. So he went out and got 4 points and tied the game pretty much all by himself. So then they came back, they scored 2 goals late in the third period to win that game. So a solid win for the Blue Jackets at home yesterday. Nice to break off one of those bad stretches that they were in. Like, they're so weird because Columbus, they go off, they can lose like 7 in a row, but then they just randomly beat the Maple Leafs, then they beat the Oilers, and they beat the Maple Leafs again. Like, I don't understand it. You don't understand it, but we all just know that it happens with the Blue Jackets. That's why the NHL is great, as they say. Now, the Blue Jackets, 3 of 4 unders following a win. That's a little trend right there, mainly because They just don't score goals. They do not score goals. The Wild, on the other hand, 32-21-6 on the season, 24-35 against the puck line, 23 overs, 34 unders. They're 19-10-2 at home this season. And I believe it's going to be Marc-Andre Fleury in net for them today. They kind of do a 1A, 1B system. And if you keep following the track, Gustafsson started their last game. And also, it would make sense because Fleury played the Blue Jackets last week in Columbus, and he pitched a shutout. He's 17-13-3 on the season, a 904 save percentage. He has two shutouts on the season. Again, like I said, one of them coming against Columbus last week. And the Wild had a four-game win streak snapped Friday. They lost to the Maple Leafs 2-1, but they got to overtime in that game. It was a second of a back-to-back for them. So going into Toronto and getting to overtime, keeping the Maple Leafs to one goal in any situation, that's truly a test of a good team. Because the Wild, they play a lot of boring games. But hey, if you're a Wild fan, it ain't boring when you win. And guess what? We as fans, we love winning, because winning is fun. Everybody loves to win. Now, the Wild, they're 4-0 after one day off in their last four games after one day off. So they get that one day rest. They get right back into it. Kind of like not enough time for them to lose that flow, but just enough time to let them recover. So a good little nugget there to keep an eye on in this game. Now, like I said, the teams played on Thursday. They played in Columbus. The Wild won that game 2-0. So a good shutout win for the Wild, and I expect some more of the same in this game. I don't know if it's going to be 2-0, but I expect it to be like a 4-1 Wild win. I think the Wild are going to run away with this one. So I like the -1.5 at -120. I'm not really a huge puck line guy, but in this sense, I am. You can't trust Columbus at all, especially since Columbus won yesterday. They're due for a stinker, and I like the under to hit. Time to wrap up Stacking the Pucks with our preview between the New York Islanders and the Winnipeg Jets. The lines open up in this one, the Isles at +114 and the Jets at -137, but it's moved up now in terms of the Islanders being heavier underdogs. They're +128 now and the Jets -154. The over-under for this game makes sense because both these teams love unders. 5.5. The Isles coming in 30-25-7 on the season, 29-33 against the puck line, 26 overs, 33 unders, 12-14-4 on the road this season. And it's probably going to be Ilya Sorokin in net for them. He has completely taken over that goaltending tandem. He used to be 1A, 1B with Semyon Varlamov, who also is really good in his own right. But Sorokin is having a Vezina-type season. Although his record doesn't show it, his stats do. He's 20-18-5 on the year, a 2.41 goals against average, a 9.24 save percentage. But get this, five shutouts. Guy's got five shutouts on the season. And the Islanders, sometimes they just don't take advantage of it because they don't score enough goals for him. They have a best goalie in the league type guy. He is a top three goalie. It's him. I know Ullmark is having a great season, but he's having the best season. He's not the best goalie. Right now, it's Sorokin, Vasilevsky, and Shesterkin. The three Russians are just dominating the goaltending front. The Islanders have won three of their last five games, though. They lost to the Kings Friday 3-2. It was a tough game for them. They went down 3-0 early, and the Kings kind of just bombarded them towards the end of the second period. They came back, though, made a little bit of a run in it, but the Kings, Jonathan Quick, made a couple of big saves towards the end, and they lost. The Jets, on the other hand, 35-23-1, 34-25 against the puck line, 14 overs, 40 unders. Think about it, 40 unders. 20-9 at home this season. And one of the reasons why they have so many unders is Connor Hellebuck. Hellebuck is 26-18-1 on the season, a 2.46 goals against, a 9.23 save percentage. He could be up there for the Vezina Trophy as well. I think you can make a case that, I know obviously Ullmark is going to win it, but you can make a case that Hellebuck should be a finalist right there with Sorokin. Now the Jets, they've lost three of their last four games. They've been a really good surprise though this year. They're second in the Central Division. They're right now in a dogfight with the Avalanche and the Stars trying to win that division. Like I said, they've lost three of their last four games. They didn't help their own cause. They lost to the Avalanche Friday 5-1. It was pretty much a beatdown from the beginning, and I did not expect that. I thought Winnipeg would respond nicely because the Islanders and the Jets actually played last week. They played on Wednesday. The Islanders won that game 2-1. It was a nice, boring game, because that's what these two teams do. Lane Lambert knows that he doesn't really have the guys on his team to go out there and try to score five or six goals and have an exciting game. And Rick Bonus, the coach of the Jets, he's all about boring. He's all about the unders. So no matter what I tell you in terms of who I think is going to win this game, under. Under, under, under. Now, I actually think the Islanders are going to win this game on the road. I think that they're going to come together. I think Sorokin is going to win this game by himself. And note that I said that Sorokin's going to win this game because Sorokin is just, he's an animal. I think he's going to go in there. It's going to be a very similar game to last week on Wednesday. I think it's going to be like a 3-1, 3-2 Islander win. So I like the under to hit as well. Because the Jets, they're also 1-6 in their last seven on one day off. So it hasn't been a great stretch for the Jets. The Islanders are kind of desperate right now. So I think desperation will breed excellence. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the New York Islanders and the Winnipeg Jets.